Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Good morning, everybody. This message is a continuation of the series that I'm doing on Dr. Wakefield's very interesting book called Callous Disregard. And today I'm going to deal with the conflict of interest issues once and for all. They came up so many times in the book and in the press and that sort of thing. But Wakefield was charged with and found guilty of not disclosing in the Lancet article that he was consulting with a law firm on lawsuits pertaining to vaccine-damaged kids. But it's well documented that his superiors at the Royal Free and the editor of the Lancet knew about his activities in this area. More important, though, is that the rules of disclosure are different now than they were at the time the paper was published, and those charging him used rules to which Wakefield was not subjected to prosecute him. Wakefield states that the new rules have made a difference. Prior to adaptation of these rules, about 1 in 200 papers included a statement regarding conflicts of interest. After the new rules were put in place, the rate of disclosure increased to over 50%, 1 in 2. One of the primary prosecution witnesses was Professor Sir Michael Rutter. Rutter stated while on the witness stand that he certainly would have disclosed involvement as a consultant to potential litigants in vaccine cases, which Wakefield was. And I should point out, by the way, that it was disclosed in The Lancet, and it just wasn't disclosed in the specific article. But in any case, Rutter was a paid expert on at least 3 litigation projects on behalf of vaccine makers and the United States government. He stated that mercury and MMR did not cause autism and that the increase in the incidence of autism is not likely to be real. Better diagnostic criteria is what has resulted in more cases. And this really makes me crazy when they start talking about better diagnostic criteria. Like before, when moms would watch their kids flapping their arms and unable to make eye contact or speak, they didn't know what it was or that there was a problem. But now that we have great doctors to tell us that that's not normal, you know, all these kids are getting diagnosed. It's just ridiculous. But anyway, Rutter also served as a consultant and expert in cases regarding vaccines in the UK. In all of these cases, he was paid to state that MMR and mercury did not cause autism. However, Rutter published several papers in peer-reviewed medical journals between 2005 and 2008. During the period of time, he was an expert witness dealing with the MMR autism issue and did not disclose in any of them his relationship with the drug companies, the United States government, or being a paid expert for the General Medical Council. At this time, Rutter was on the editorial board for several peer-reviewed journals charged with dealing with these types of ethical issues, so he couldn't plead ignorance about knowing what he was supposed to do. At least one of the journals in which he published stated in a commentary, quote, employment, consultancies, paid expert testimony are one of the easily identifiable conflicts of interest and the most likely to undermine the credibility of the journal, end of quote. Rutter used his influence to publish articles denying a link between mercury, MMR, and vaccine without ever disclosing his own conflicts of interest, yet felt free to go after Wakefield. And so the situation is, so when you read this book, it's fascinating, but as I said in the beginning of the series, it also is aggravating because of the double standard that's applied to Wakefield versus others and the misbehavior of the people that are involved in the prosecution. So there will be no message tomorrow. There are just a couple more segments of this to wrap up next week, and like I said from the beginning, there's a tendency to just want to read the whole book to you because it's amazing, but hopefully I've motivated some of you to actually purchase it. Once again, the title is Callous Disregard by Andrew Wakefield. That's all for now. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you Monday.